from the time that Karen was probably five, I think the first time we went to the YMCA of the Rockies in Colorado, Estes Park. They went every year. We went someplace else also, but they went every year to that facility. And having made the kind of friends they made here, who were sons and daughters, a lot of them were sons and daughters of people that I knew, it was easier for them to move about in a society where they might be the only black person there. They had gotten used to being around groups that were primarily white, so that was easier for them. And she didn't seem to mind growing up, but actually, I think the real problem came when her dad and I separated, and I think she obviously thought I shouldn't have done that, and she's held that against me forever. But that's okay.
It happens. What do you think was the group's biggest achievement?
Easily, I think that was getting the streets paved, because that was such a difficult chore with some real things you had to overcome, like the cost, and Trudy's finally resorting to the putting up the photographs of the properties and naming the names of the people who owned it and who would not sign. Because, I mean, we're talking about an area that was just all dirt streets and horribly muddy when it rained. Then there were certainly no sidewalks. So you walked in the mud whenever it rained. It was a terrible situation, and that was the whole area. It wasn't like some of it was paved and the rest of it wasn't. That was the whole area. It was like that. And to get that paved, because it was a real financial challenge. But Trudy was the one. Trudy smiled a lot, and she was kind of a matronly like lady. And Trudy could go to City Hall and say, well, can we do something, blah, 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 blah. And they said no. And she'd say, well, what can we do? We need to get this done. And before Trudy ever left, somebody had come up with something that she might be able to do.